What's up, y'all? Eddie Owens right here, man. Just wanted to stop in real quick, drop my blog on you for the day. You know, man, it's, I gotta say this, man, one of the greatest MCs, all right, of all time. It's his birthday today. Gotta show him that love, man. I'm talking about your man, James Todd Smith, better known as LL Cool J, all right? So, I mean, you know, I'm gonna tell you this quick story, man. I can remember the very first time, you know, I went to the record bar. All right, it's an old school spot, man. It used to be in Tavola Mall on the south side of the Queen City. Tavola Mall is no longer there, you know what I'm saying? But that was like the record spot, you know what I mean? And I remember when I Need a Beat came in, and it was just in the Def Jam black, you know, sleeve. With the needle, you know, the old school needle on it, you know, on the outside. You know, no pictures or anything, man. And he was like, yeah, man, it's just LL Cool J's first joint, man. You know, the owner was like, yeah, you know, you remember the guy from, I said, yeah, from Crush Groove. He was like, yeah, man. So, you know, your boy made that investment. You know, I thought that was pretty good. I was like, you know, it wasn't bad money spent. I said, that's cool. Then the radio album came out. When I said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and gamble. And Gratis album, man. Thought it was pretty good. I thought Radio was a good piece. But when I heard Bad, you know what I'm saying? That's all I wanted to say. When I heard Bad, that's when I was like, yo, the kid is not playing. Oh, man, LL Cool J got something to say. And even when I think about MCs now, you know, I mean, you know, me and a couple of cats, man, always talk about this hip-hop thing. And, you know, we were having a debate a couple of months ago, man, about some of the greatest. And I was telling people, I said, you know what, a lot of times people don't give L the credit he deserves. I feel like LL Cool J, I mean, you gotta, you know, if you look at all of the things that a great MC embodies, the one thing that L has over any other MC, is longevity. No other MC has dropped that many albums and has been that relevant. I mean, the dude hit the scene at 85, man. 85, and he was still recording music, man. I mean, and still making hits. You know, I mean, a lot of people came out after L. I mean, I think about, you know, like BDP, you know, Rock, Eric and Rock. I mean, they're great. You know, Cool G, you know, these are some of my favorites. But they're not relevant like LL is now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, of course he's not making... And he's on the TV thing and the movie thing now, but I just say, man, look, you gotta give LL that credit. You know what I mean? So, happy birthday to the man they call LL Cool J. All right, and there you have it, man. Another Eddie O blog. So check it out. Catch you on the next one. Peace.